if a man had a like a load of wood in the wagon and he was driving along taking it someplace, you'd say he was doing what?
Well, I don't know what you'd call it, going to market, I guess.
Yeah, and I was, would you ever say that he was hauling?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. And, now, suppose that there was if you'd had a problem, like a log across the road, you know, and you might have to tie a rope to it and you...
Had what?
If it was something happened, like a log fell across the road, yeah, you know, or something, what would you do about that? How would you...
Well, just take a chain and drag it out or saw it up.
Oh, and so a lot of times you had to take the chain and then you...
Take a horse and drag it out.
Oh. Uh-huh. Well, have you done what?
Yeah.
You have,
Most of the time you take a cross-cut saw and saw them up in wood.
Oh, rather than...
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's easier than if you had to had to have drug it out or something. That'd be harder, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People used to didn't mind the work, though.
Oh, yeah.
They do now.
That's probably true. Well, what would you use to break the ground with in the spring?
Well, turning plow.
Turning plow. Well, what other kinds of plows would they use?
Well, I don't know. Bull tongue.
Well, oh, a bull tongue. What's a bull tongue? I know.
That's just big wide shovels.
Oh, uh-huh.
They use them a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
I never did use one.
Oh, you didn't. You just mostly use turning plow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Double shovels.
Oh, double shovel. Mm-hmm.
That's what you tended yourself with.
Oh. Well, now, like, after you'd plowed, what would you use to break the ground up even finer?
Well, one of them old lay horrors.
Oh. Well, did you ever hear of anything, type of machinery or something called the go-devil?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, that's a 4 or 5 tooth thing. It spread it out and gnawed it up.
Oh, I see. Well, now, when you, did you ever see like a kind of a frame thing like this to lay the logs across if you was gonna, you know, if you was gonna chop up the logs, it'd be shaped like one of these on either end? What would you call that?
Well, I don't know what to call that. I've got one.
Oh, you got one?
I use it in sawing wood.
Uh-huh. Oh, you have one you use, yeah. Did they call it wood rack or?
I suppose you would.
Something like that. Well, like, in the morning, like, you might straighten your hair with a comb and a...
Well, I kept mine short. I couldn't comb it, so...
Well, would people have... Did they have, besides combs back in those days, would they also have,
I don't know whether they did or not. They have brushes?
Yeah. Would they ever... Did you ever see those?
They might have, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, people would sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
Razor strap.
Yeah, yeah. I bet you've done that before.
Yeah.
Well, what would they put in a pistol for ammunition?
Well, powder and chalk.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They used to, I guess, made their own ammunition.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they... Well, how about in a shotgun? What would you have put?
Powder and shot.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, did they ever call those, before they called them bullets, or shells, what did they usually call them?
I don't remember that.
What about cartridges?
I